So, in a nutshell, remarried life can be successful for the marriage partners as well as for the adolescents who are impacted. There's a lot of stresses that have to be handled, though, and readjustments made. But step-parents and step-children can succeed if the new family revolves around four basic tenets. And the first one of these is, the entry of the new step-parent into the family, how that is dealt with. And there's a lot of research on this that discusses the difficulty that many step-parents have in entering a family where the position of mother or father has been frozen and filled by an adolescent. That means that a single parent may turn to children, especially an adolescent, between marriages for emotional support, love, and even guidance. And reordering this structure is a delicate and painful process during which the adolescent is definitely going to feel rejected by their natural parent as the step-parent assumes the adolescent's adopted role as almost as caregiver for the divorced parent. Secondly, roles and boundaries are very unclear in newly formed step families. And some authors, such as Fast and Kane from 1966, say that organizational disturbance is inevitable. And the search for order is really the second issue that new families have got to resolve. And it occurs partly just because society has not been able to respond quickly enough to the new variations found within step families. Historically, a step parent was a new individual in a household who replaced a dead parent, not a living one. Now, in replacing a living parent, the step parent becomes an added parent. And the replaced parent, just in most cases, doesn't disappear. So the new step parent is not only frozen out of a role, but also has the additional burden of wondering what that role should be. To what extent are they responsible for this new adolescent in their life? And that role is not, it's not ascribed, but it's achieved, and it can vary from family to family. For example, in many families, the stepfather may just jump right into the role of biological father, or it may be someone, somewhat of a role where he monitors behavior rather than disciplines behavior. There's all kinds of different roles, and again, they are not something that you know going in. They sort of evolve on their own. So next, we're going to talk about the ability to thaw the family structure to permit a parent, a step parent, to play a role that can be hindered or advanced by the immediate and long-term reactions of children to the remarriage. Now, young people in a remarriage face some difficulty because they've got new life circumstances as well. Not only have they been separated from one natural parent, but they've obtained this surrogate parent, possibly new half brothers and sisters, and all kinds of new assorted family. And the potential for conflict is certainly great. So, a lot of studies have shown that remarriage has negative effects on young people, based on everything we've heard. More mental health problems, especially depression, are reported for young people in remarried homes. Academic activity difficulties are evident. And for early adolescents, it may be that a young person's poor adjustment to the remarriage results from wishes that the biological parents could just get together again, meaning that the adolescent hasn't gone through all the stages, the developmental stages that he or she needs to go through to recover from the divorce. And then finally, there's some interesting information out there that adolescent girls in remarried households with stepfathers have a more difficult time than boys. So, some research from the mid-90s shows that girls are more likely to drop out of school when living with a stepfather than with a stepmother. And in families with stepfathers, girls appear to become sexually active much earlier. Again, remarriage, for all the pros that it has some definite obstacles that need to be considered, I would say, well ahead of remarrying. Not all of the research about young people living with step families is filled with, dread. There's a lot of studies out there that observe that step families can be extremely successful. For example, adolescent males appear to do less well living in single-parent female-headed households than with a stepfather in place. And this is particularly true when the stepfather is warm and supportive and uses an authoritative parenting style. And this is research from the late 90s, 1997 by Hines, as well as 1994 from Tasker and Richards. And, we're challenging that understanding that girls do less well with stepfathers, with this research that says that both girls and boys had higher self-esteem and fewer social problems in families with stepfathers than families with stepmothers. And then further research says that once young people's behaviors have been effective, that they still can find happiness. And that's something that I really want to emphasize. There's nothing sacred about any type of particular family form. Young people can wither just as quickly as an unhappy and unnourishing nuclear family, and we talked about that earlier, than in an unhappy and unnourishing divorce situation. Young people tend to prosper more readily in a nuclear family untouched by severe marital turmoil, whether that be ongoing fighting or divorce. However, it's not the single parent or remarried family structure that impedes any of the good development there. Rather, it's the turmoil found in the original nuclear family that contributes to developmental delays that can be reversed in a new and healthy family form.